Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and with me today is my guest, Jody Parks, Executive Vice President of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you.
Now, it's that time of year again. We always love to have Jody on because she tells us all the great details about this event that, if you haven't heard about it, then you must be under a rock because it happens every year. It's the annual Chamber of Commerce Business Expo.
Yes, and please tell me you've heard about it.
Yes. You should tell everybody that you've heard of it. It's a big event, and this year it's in its 22nd year. Isn't that right, Jody?
Yes, it is. Nice. Seems like it's been, it was just yesterday we did the first one, and now it's 22 years later.
That's amazing. I mean, so if you could kind of give the listeners a little bit of a background there. I mean, what kind of prompted the start of the Business Expo?
I think all those years ago when we were very young, somebody in the Plattsburgh business community decided that it would be a good thing to have all the businesses get together and showcase what services and products they offer. So they got a group of people together, and they did it actually over at the Crate Center in the beginning. And I think they had probably about 25 booths the first year, and it grew from there. Every year it got a little bit bigger and a little bit better. And here we are today, 22 years later, with 186 booths on the floor. And it's something that people look forward to every year.
It's a great event, too, because it brings businesses together. It's definitely, I mean, many aspects, is one of which is a great networking tool.
Definitely. There is no other time of the year where you're going to have this many business people under one roof for one day, and they're there for business. They are all there to tell people about their business as well as to learn about what the other businesses are doing. So it really has a networking business-to-business focus, and it does a great job for all of these companies that participate.
And there's a great array, too. I mean, it's not just one particular section of business. It's many different kinds of businesses, right?
Oh, definitely. We I'm not even sure what it started out to be in the very beginning. You know, it was probably a smaller mix of businesses, but now it includes just about everything you can possibly imagine. We have the banks and the insurance companies. We have technology companies showing off their new stuff. We have office equipment and things like that. But then we also have the attractions and some of the ones that you might not think of at a business expo, but they do a great job with their booths, like the Wild Center or Sable Chasm. We have every year from Old Forge the water safari, the water park comes out.
And I've been there. It's a great place.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's a great opportunity for them because they can come and personally talk to all these people and show them what they have to offer. And we forget they're not that far away from us, but it's another great place to visit.
That's so true.
There are all kinds of booths from just about every sector of the business community.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's something where, like I said, they're not from necessarily right around this area. Like, they come from Old Forge, whatever way you want to pronounce it. They come from all over the place.
Yeah, definitely. We actually have a new one this year, the Lake... What is it? I find the Silver Bay YMCA from Lake George area.
Oh, wow.
They are a YMCA, but they also have all kinds of conference facilities and different places to stay and things like that. So they're going to be here this year from Lake George. We will get companies from Canada, from Albany, from Old Forge, from all over the place. So it's good to see them all come out as well.
And they get very creative with the booths, too. Right?
They do. And that, you know, that's definitely one thing that has improved over the years is the display itself. Years ago it started out, people had a table and they had a couple brochures, and those brochures might have been ones they copied on the copier themselves or hand wrote, whatever it was. But over the years that has improved, and it's pretty amazing what they do with their displays now. They get very creative. They think of all kinds of ways to entertain people, so it's fun to go up and talk to them at their booth. They use a lot of audio visual things so that people can see what services they offer and see their products. The office companies that have copiers and faxes and machines like that, you can actually touch them and use them and see what these machines can do. So a lot of the booths are very interesting and entertaining all at the same time.
Now, and definitely the great thing is obviously it's a networking tool. It's great for businesses to kind of meet one another if they haven't before. But it's also great for just, you know, the average person who wants to come in and just kind of see what these businesses are all about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, every day we go about our lives and we're busy and we get what we need and we don't really think about all the other stuff. And there are so many things that go on in this community. A lot of people don't even think about it. You know, we talk about Georgia-Pacific and the products that they make and how, you know, if you go to Hannaford and you're choosing toilet paper, if you choose Quilted Northern, that's also supporting a local company.
Right.
So it's nice to see what these companies have and what they do so you kind of remember what they're all about. And as you walk through the show, you're going to find things that you didn't even know we offered here in Plattsburgh.
Right.
So, you know, it's nice for people to be able to see all the different things. They'll find the personal stuff that they need, whether it's they find out they can go to Os Abel Chasm and do, you know, a day trip with their family, or they're going to find out that Airborne Speedway now has go-kart rides, and you can do a birthday party with go-karts. They'll find out things like that, but then they'll also find out what Novabus is up to and
right.
what some of the bigger companies are doing. So it's good to know what's going on in our community.
It definitely runs the gamut from your smaller business to your much larger corporations.
Definitely.
Now, there's also, I know a lot of times some of the booths will have giveaways and raffles and things like that. So I imagine that's got to be a pretty good-sized draw for people.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is, and that's a lot of fun for everybody, too. Some businesses will do one giveaway for the day. They'll have some sort of item that everybody enters their business card, and they're going to do a drawing at the end of the day. Other companies like, you know, Wiry is one of them. They do giveaways all day long. They're constantly giving away something. And a lot of the companies will do that. They, you know, they're giving away prizes all day. They're making it fun for people. And, you know, they realize the expo is a good place to share information, but it's also a good place just to make contacts with people and to have a good time. So they really do their best at making it fun. Northern Insurance, another company, they always have a theme for their booth.
Yes, they do.
They do such a good job. They have a theme. They have games that people can play. And, you know, there's little things they can win throughout the day. So a lot of the booths take that route, and they do something just kind of wild and crazy and fun at their booth, and it gives you a reason to go talk to them, and it gives everybody a good feeling at the end of the day.
Could be why this is reaching its 22nd year.
Yeah, I think it might be. It's the giveaways.
That's it. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papinaw, and again, with me today is my guest, Jody Parks, Executive Vice President of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. Now, we were just talking about the annual business expo that happens at the Plattsburgh State Fieldhouse, but we've got obviously a lot of details with this too, because we want to know where, we want to know when, all that good stuff, and Jody's here to tell us. So, let us know, Jody, let the listeners know where exactly this is going to be, what time, all that good stuff.
It is May 20th, which is a Thursday, and it's at the SUNY Fieldhouse, and it's from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and admission is $3, so just come to the expo, find a place to park, and come on in, and we will give you a program, show you where everything is, and set you on your way. Some people, I understand, will only be able to get there for an hour, and you know, they'll have to come on their lunch break or whatever they can do, but if you can make time during the day, it does take a while to get through the whole show.
Right.
There are 186 booths on the floor, and there are tons of people walking around, so you want to have a chance to talk to everybody. So if you can sort of schedule your own day, you want to try to set aside a couple of hours or more if you can to be there, because there's lots to see and lots to do and many, many people to talk to.
Right. We're not advocating you calling sick, but...
No!
But if,
I think your boss is going to let you go.
Exactly. And we didn't give you the idea, too, by the way, if you're listening to this. So, and we kind of delved into a little bit of what businesses will be there. Obviously, you mentioned like Airborne Speedway and Georgia Pacific, you know, some of the ones who we know to look for every year. What are some of the other businesses you think that will be there this year?
We have a lot of new businesses, but some right off the top of my head, Wooden Ski and Wheel is going to be there. They have new owners in the past few years, and they just started a couple years ago, and they are going to have kayaks and bikes and all kinds of equipment, so it'll be fun to see them. We have a new chiropractor, WellCare Family and Sports Chiropractic.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I've been to them myself. They're very good. A husband and wife team. They do a great job, and they're going to be at the expo this year. There's another new company called Off the Field Sports. They do trophies and T-shirts and things like that. They will be exhibiting. We have a new photographer that is new to the show this year, Greer Cicerelli Photography. He does beautiful work, so definitely check out his stuff. And there are all kinds of them. Oh, if you wanted to learn how hypnosis can help you lose weight or quit smoking, we're going to have a booth from Lake City Hypnosis.
Very good.
So Sylvie Levesque will be there, and that should be interesting as well. And then, you know, they're the ones you always seek out, like Rolf's Orchard will be there. Pretty sure they're going to have something very tasty that they're handing out.
Yeah, you can pretty much count on that one right there.
It's like everybody wants to be near their booth because they have something yummy going on all day.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, and Candyman chocolates.
Oh, yes.
Ah, yes. I'll be walking by that booth.
Yeah, you may see me by myself a few times. Shamelessly walking by, acting like I'm doing something important.
that's a new one this year, and we're real glad they could participate, and I'm sure he's going to have samples.
Well, you can pretty much count on that.
Unless I get there first.
Unless Jody gets there first, then maybe not so much, but... But there's usually coffee, too. That's a great thing that's usually sponsored by somebody, too, Brian.
Yes, actually, Glens Falls National Bank and La Quinta Inn and Suites both sponsor coffee throughout the day, so we do have coffee going on. And then we do have, a lot of the people give out little samples of their things, so Valley Vending and Vermont Pure both do Keurigs. I'm sure they'll be handing out little samples as well. So, there's a lot of food and drink and fun to be had at the Expo.
Now, at this point in time, booths still available at this point?
Or? I do have a couple booths still available, so if anybody is interested, call me sooner as opposed to later.
Yeah.
we're nearly sold out, but I do have a few more left, so give me a call. It's an 8-foot by 10-foot booth. For chamber members, it's $395. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a chamber member, it's $495, but you may also be interested in learning about what the chamber can do for you. So
all the more reason to learn more about the chamber.
Definitely.
Very good.
If anybody's interested in a booth, for sure, give me a call. My phone number is 518-563-1000, and when the booths are gone, they're gone. So
right.
I would say call as soon as you can if you're interested. There's also a whole bunch of information about the booths and reserving them and all of that on our website, which is www.northcountrychamber.com. Mm-hmm. And whether you're just planning on going to the show to check it out or you would like information on registering for a booth, all that information is there if you click on the Expo link. So you can check it out there as well.
Very good. All the info in one place there. And I know it's a good size event. Lasts the good portion of the day. Does it wrap up at what time is it? Wrap up again? 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock it wraps up, but it isn't over yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's something that goes on after, right?
Yeah, we actually have an Après Expo celebration at the Naked Turtle, which is open to everybody. Whether you're an exhibitor or not, everybody is welcome to come and continue the networking at the Naked Turtle. It's a beautiful spot. I know all of you have probably been there.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
I spent a little too much time there.
No, not at all. Just a fair amount.
But, Matt Spiegel and the crew do a great job over at the Naked Turtle, and they welcome us over there, and they usually have hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of stuff going on. So if anybody would like to join us at the Turtle, it is free. We just ask that you RSVP so we know how many people to expect. Mm-hmm. And again, you can call the chamber at 518-563-1000 to let us know that you would like to come to the party.
Very good. And now that's not the only event the chamber's got going on. We don't have much time, but we want to kind of delve a little bit into the Great Adirondack Car Show, Craft Fair, and Giant Garage Sale. That is a mouthful.
That is.
Now, that's on Saturday, June 19th, right?
Yes, it is. We're doing it at the Crate Center, which was our first year there last year, and it turned out to be the perfect location for this event. We've kind of had it a couple different places, and the Crate Center is just awesome for this event. Mm-hmm. It's right near the beach, so you get a nice little breeze off the beach if it's a hot, sunny day, and we've got great parking for the show cars that are in the car show right on the pavement, and we also have a huge craft fair. And last year we started this giant garage sale idea, which is really cool because pretty much anybody who wants to make a few bucks and wants to clean out their garage can come get a table and sell their stuff during the day. So it's really a lot of fun, and literally anybody can participate, whether you have an old car or a new car that you would like to put in the show, or if you're a crafter and you'd like to do that, or if you've got some stuff you just want to sell, you can come to this event.
Very good. Now, what's the details on that? Admission, things like that?
Yep. If you want to come just as a spectator for the event, it's $3 for admission. It's $2 with an OKO Country Club card. And also, this year that's new, Cumberland 12 Cinemas is going to be giving one free movie ticket to every 10th car through the admission gate.
Oh, wow.
So you might be the lucky one through the admission gate. We've got 50 tickets to give away this year. So as you're coming through, make sure that you say hi to the people at our admission Golden Gate. Give them your $3 and you may win one of those tickets. If you're interested in participating in the car show and entering a car, it's $10 before June 4th or $15 after that. And if you'd like to be in the craft fair or the giant garage sale, it's $20 before June 4th or $30 after that. So there are a number of ways you could participate, or you can just come check it all out. We've got pony rides and petting zoos and inflatable things for the kids to play on,
all that
and
good stuff.
All kinds of fun stuff going on throughout the day. So it's definitely a great event to join us for.
Well, whether it's the Business Expo, the Great Adirondack Car Show, Craft Fair, and Giant Garage Sale, whatever you do, the Chamber's got a lot going on here. So I want to thank my guest, Jody Parks, Executive Vice President of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. Those who want more information about the Expo or the Great Adirondack Car Show can give a call to the Chamber of Commerce at 518-563-1000 or visit their website at www.northcountrychamber.com. Again, I'm your host, Jeremiah Papineau, and thank you for listening to North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.